This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, U.S. premiere of International Uranium Film Festival in Albuquerque. The International Uranium Film Festival will make its U.S. premiere in Albuquerque on Wednesday, November 27th and Thursday, November 28th at the Guild Cinema. Founded in 2011 in Rio de Janeiro, the International Uranium Film Festival aims to inform the public from a neutral position about nuclear power, uranium mining, nuclear weapons, and the health effects of exposure to radioactivity. The festival seeks to educate and activate the public and inspires an informed discourse about the health and environmental risks of the nuclear cycle, from uranium mining to radioactive waste storage and disposal. The festival highlights over 40 films from 15 countries. There will be documentary films, experimental and animated films, new comedies, fiction, and science fiction films. Damasio Lopez, a native New Mexican and anti-nuclear activist, is organizing the New Mexico portion of the traveling festival. He said, quote, "These world-class documentaries provide very valuable information for the people of New Mexico. They bring accurate information from corners of the world that we have never seen before," end quote. Additional screenings will be held in Santa Fe at the Center for Contemporary Arts on Saturday, November 30th and Sunday, December 1st, and in Window Rock, Arizona at the Navajo Nation Museum Theater from Monday, December 2nd through Wednesday, December 4th. Founder of the film festival, Norbert G. Zukanik, will be present at the New Mexico screenings as well as the producers and directors of the films. Films by award-winning New Mexico filmmakers will be shown again this year. In May, New Mexico filmmaker Adam Jonas Horowitz won a Yellow Oscar in the Best Feature Documentary category for his Nuclear Savage, The Islands of Secret Project 4.1. It documents the crimes against humanity with the atmospheric testing of atomic bombs in the Marshall Islands and how the local populations were used as guinea pigs. Other New Mexico films include The River That Harms by producer Colleen Keane, Tailings by director Sam Price Waldman, and Four Stories About Water by Deborah Beagle, David Lindblom, Johnny Lewis, and Chris Shuey. After the screenings in New Mexico, the festival will travel to New York City and Washington, D.C. In May, the third International Uranium Film Festival was held in Rio de Janeiro. At the awards ceremony, founder Zukanik said, quote, "Art, science, cinema. These are the three elements that the film festival and the nuclear filmmakers are using to explain the unexplainable, to show the invisible. Radioactivity is invisible. It has no color, it has no smell, it has no flavor. We should know about the risks. Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Chernobyl, Goiânia, and Fukushima shall never happen again," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org and like us on Facebook.